All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. Here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Wisconsin Sense for this Monday, January 16th, 2023. It is another beautiful day on Lake Wissota. If you like rain and 36 degrees, it's raining throughout Wisconsin with some areas of freezing rain to the north, northeast here of the Chippewa Valley. But wherever you are in the state, drive with extra care. And, you know, rain is not our best option for January driving, but there's a lot worse ones. Regardless, take it easy out there. After some delightful family time off over the holidays and then a more grown-up vacation last week, it's time for me to mimic Thomas Jefferson in Hamilton by asking the song, "What Did I Miss?" For example, did Republicans, humbled from last November's results, begin charting a less obstinate course? Were their first bills in Madison and Washington focused like a laser on inflation as they promised during the campaign? Did by chance, while I was away, did a Republican fake elector from Wisconsin finally resign out of principle? Well, I mean, come on. I'm kidding. We all know better than to expect any of that. Instead, we will spend this Martin Luther King Jr. Day vowing again that we shall overcome, but acknowledging that there is still a lot that has to be overcome based on how the new year has started, as you and I get caught up with the headlines throughout the course of today's show. It's Monday, so Dr. Kristen Lyerly will join us at the bottom of the hour. Terry Bell will join us after 7:45. We certainly invite your calls at 844-967-2789. And talk about burying the lead. It is time to welcome a brand new audience as we add Green Bay to the roster of Civic Media radio stations and offer a big hello to WGBW 97.9 FM and 1590 AM. Glad to have you here. And to commemorate the ongoing growth of the Civic Media roster, we are revving up the contest machine for the first time since we began this little program. So stick around for all those details. And you can send us an email note, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. All of this being handled ever so professionally by super producer Aaron Zommers, back in our Madison flagship. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Well, I try to do it professionally. We'll see. Sometimes I can get a little carried away with the sound effects.
No, absolutely not. And frankly, I'm going to ask for a better pair of headphones for next Christmas so that I can catch those a little more quickly. But Santa was quite good to me, given that I'm not really starting the new year until January 16th here. But what a month we've had of, inconsistency. But it's not all on us. There were a couple of sick days. There were a couple of weather days. There were the holidays. There were family vacations. There was last week's, more grown-up vacation. And so after a month of ins and outs, we are here for the long haul now and appreciate everybody being along. So, last week was a vacation week for me, something that had been in the works for a while. And it was our first ever trip to Costa Rica. And we stayed on the Pacific side of things. So we got to watch these amazing sunsets every day. I got to experience this thing called humidity once again, so that rather than that dry winter skin, you could actually, that first day, you could kind of feel like a sponge just soaking up all that good moisture again. And don't adjust your screen. Yes, I actually got a tan, though I'm one of those folks that can get a tan while cleaning out the garage. So that's not really new there. And yeah, I guess in return, when I take these breaks like this, Aaron, we get to run some best of shows and you actually get to spend a little extra time without the alarm going off.
Oh yeah, definitely. Since I was waking up later, I didn't need as much time to wake up. So I got like 3 extra hours of sleep every night.
Very nice. Well, hope you enjoyed that. I certainly did. We're getting readjusted here, and we will continue to do that. There's a very late night flight back on Saturday, which took us from San Jose, Costa Rica to Newark, New Jersey. It was in Newark where we made our connection on the way back. We'd made it in Miami on the way down and didn't even think about it till we got to the Newark airport and got to our gate for the flight to the Twin Cities International Airport. Didn't even think till we got to the gate, and it is teeming with New York Giants fans heading to the Twin Cities for the game against the Vikings. I mean, it was, again, we landed in the Twin Cities at midnight. It was a late night party bus from New Jersey to Minnesota with Giants fans adamant that they were going to win. And then they were going to party all night. And then they were going to have to be back at the airport for a flight back to Newark, which takes off in about 3 minutes. So I don't know if all those folks that I flew with on Saturday are back at that gate right now. And I don't know if any of them actually got any sleep, but they definitely had reason to celebrate after defeating the Minnesota Vikings 31-24. And I think the best way to sum it all up that I saw post-game was somebody trying to give credit to the Vikings to note that they hate us Green Bay Packers fans so much that out of principle, they refuse to win a Lombardi trophy since it's named after the Green Bay coach. So good work, Vikings fans. Let's take a break, figure out what I missed in some of the news headlines, get you caught up as we begin another week here on Up North News Radio. We'll be right back.
So what did I miss? What did I miss?
You know, when you spend time overseas for any period of time, you lose touch with the headlines. You can sometimes be surprised by the things that went on while you were away. I have to admit, I'm not terribly surprised. If we gave the impression post-election that there was going to be the dawn of some new era in Congress and in the legislature and elsewhere, well, there were plenty of Republicans who said, can we be more obstinate than we were before? Hold my beer. I think when I took off, I don't believe there was a Speaker of the House yet. I believe that we were just past the 15-vote Votorama that brought Kevin McCarthy in, but only after pledging basically everything to the farthest right faction of his party, and they and the Wisconsin legislature have been governing that way ever since. We'll get back to that in just a sec. First sports at quarter past the hour is noted the Vikings lost to the Giants. If you follow the NFL playoffs, the 49ers beat Seattle. Jacksonville had a great comeback win over the LA Chargers. Buffalo defeated Miami, and Cincinnati held off Baltimore. Tonight, Dallas will be in Tampa Bay to see if Tom Brady can advance any further in the playoffs. The Milwaukee Bucks host Indiana this afternoon. 1:30 start time on this Martin Luther King Day with basketball games throughout the day. The Bucks trying to break a two-game losing streak. Both of those games lost in Miami this past weekend. Both of them without Giannis playing because of knee soreness. Marquette lost last night, or yesterday afternoon, I should say. The Marquette men lost to number 12 Xavier, 80-76. That drops Marquette to 6-2 in the Big East. Xavier's on top at 7-0. Marquette will host number 19 Providence on Wednesday. The Badger men lost Saturday at Indiana. That drops them to 3-3 in the Big Ten. They will host Penn State tomorrow night. And the Badger women lost yesterday to number 6 Indiana. That drops the Badgers to 2-5 in the conference. The Badger women will host Maryland on Thursday. So that gets you a bit up to date on things there. Now, a quick reminder, and we will talk later in this hour about the $1 million giveaway in advertising that is being done by Civic Media radio stations. But let me spend this moment talking about how you can hear us on Civic Media in so many different ways. Now, of course, there is our brand new Civic Media radio station in Green Bay. along with our stations in Oshkosh, Waukesha, Milwaukee, Madison, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Amory, and now and Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. Hopefully I passed that pop quiz. Aaron will remind me if I missed anything along the way. But there is our website, civicmedia.us, the easiest way to see where your nearest radio station is. Or if you can't catch us live or on a nearby radio station, you can listen through the website. And every hour of what we do is then put up on the website as a separate podcast. So in little one-hour bites, you can catch up with what we are doing here. You can also watch what we're doing on Facebook, either through our Wausau station, just look for Bull Falls Radio on Facebook, or because Up North News is a separate entity from Civic Media, you can catch what the reporters that I work with do at Up North News by searching for Up North News WI. Don't forget the WI. And that's where you'll find the Up North News Facebook page. And you can go through all of the posts there to see the kinds of things that we have been working on, the news stories, the features. There's a new story that went up that Sherita Booker did for us on Governor Tony Evers launching a new program for people who are fighting drug addiction and experiencing homelessness. And it's all because of the big opioid settlement, which is being used to try to get people off of opioids, which is crippling our state and our country. So again, go to upnorthnewswi.com and you can look at what we do on there. I think that to get back into what did I miss over vacation, I should tell you that on my own Twitter feed, which is simply at Pat Kreitlow, as I could take time during vacation, I would notice, you know, this or I'd notice that, and I would post it with the same line each time. And the line was, focused like a laser beam on inflation, which they were not, talking about Republicans who are running the legislature and Congress. Let's see, there is this one where Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Republican leader Devin Lemahieu have introduced a joint resolution that calls for a referendum on the question of requiring able-bodied childless adults to look for work in order to receive taxpayer-funded welfare benefits. Because beating up on poor people is, again, how you focus like a laser on inflation. Let's see, there was in Missouri, Republican legislators thought one of their first orders of business should be a strict dress code for women. Because, you know, again, why don't we start the year with a little misogyny? And again, the people who were really upset about being asked to put a piece of fabric over their face apparently have no problem dictating the fabric that should be put on other people. You had Sarah Huckabee Sanders taking over as governor of Arkansas. And this is a state that is 49th in the quality of its healthcare, 41st in education, 41st in the economy, 48th in crime and corrections. And what did Governor Sanders do right off the top? Did she have a laser beam focus on inflation? No, it was banning CRT, which is not a thing that's actually taught in schools, and banning the use of the term Latinx. So, sure.
That's incredibly constructive.
Yes, really, really helpful. Let's see. There was also House Republicans introduced a bill to say that only the U.S. flag can be flown at embassies in order to avoid ever flying the Pride flag or BLM flags or any other flags. Instead of that Pride flag, U.S. flag only. Because again, focus like a laser beam on inflation. Let's see, Tom Tiffany, congressman from up north, crowed about a resolution that condemns the wave of violence against pro-life organizations, as he puts it. Again, focused like a laser beam on inflation. And I mean, on and on it goes. If you thought for a moment, coming right out of the election, that all of those ads about, you know, Joe Biden inflation and Tony Evers inflation were going to lead to something right out of the gate showing some kind of a dedication toward middle class economic circumstances, you were wrong. What we are getting instead is a showdown over the debt limit in Congress and a debate over a flat tax proposal in the legislature. We'll do the debt limit later on because, again, frankly, I find it silly that we're even doing this. The debt limit debate, again, is not a thing. It's not real. The debt limit vote is a vote to pay for the spending you've already voted for, you or your predecessors. Either way, the check has been written. The bill is now coming in, or the credit card has been used and the bill is coming in. Use whatever analogy you want. But here's the point. It's not authorizing new spending. It is not authorizing new debt. It is, again, simply confirming that you're going to pay your bills and that you're going to pay them on time and that you understand the consequences if you don't. None of that really needs to be done once you make the commitment to make those spending investment decisions. But this is the silliness that we're going to face in Washington with very real ramifications, not just on Wall Street, but on the cost of a mortgage, the hit that your taxes are going to take, all of these things for what is what I could charitably call an imaginary debate in Washington. And meanwhile, back in Madison, Republicans are still talking about a flat tax, again, seeming to have forgotten, as they did 4 years ago, they lost the governor's race. And therefore, they can't just do anything they want without, again, triggering a standoff. And when that happens, nothing gets done. You don't get some of what you wanted. You get none of what you wanted. And by still even discussing the terrible idea of a flat tax, which is nothing more than a massive giveaway to the wealthiest among us, by talking just about the flat tax and forcing a showdown over the debt limit, Republicans, state and national, are telling us who they are. They're not here to focus on inflation for you and me. They are just helping straight up their wealthiest donors, their big business donors, and then using social issues to bring along any other folks who want to embrace some of the darker parts of their nature to come along for the ride and use things like, you know, critical race theory and some of the terrible takes that are going to happen on this Martin Luther King Day. Use all of that to simply further their main goal. And their main goal is more breaks for the wealthiest. Ron Johnson needs more tax breaks for his wealthy friends, which is why when he was on Meet the Press over the weekend with Chuck Todd, he wasn't going to actually answer Chuck Todd's questions about, for example, if you're bothered about Hunter Biden, shouldn't you be, you know, bothered about Jared Kushner? He's not interested in answering that. And we'll play. Aaron, I don't think I left enough time for you to play that clip before the break here, do we? Well, we've
not really, no.
See, what happens is you go on vacation and then you forget how to tell time. So we're going to come back to Ron Johnson's clip there. But my point being that Ron Johnson never had interest in answering the question about, isn't he bothered by Jared Kushner as much or more so than Hunter Biden, since everything about Hunter Biden so far is either speculative or imaginary, and the things that we've seen from Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, are quite real and quite dangerous. He doesn't want to answer those questions. He wants to accuse Chuck Todd of being biased against him. And Chuck Todd has a great comeback we'll play later on about, look, if you want to go back to your right-wing media bubble and just tell yourself the things that you want to hear, that's fine. And of course, Ron Johnson right away is out there tweeting that the press is mean to him, that they're not interested in what he has to say. Frankly, we are. We're interested in him answering questions that might show that his concerns are designed to distract. I mean, talk about distractions. When I was gone last week, were we really focused on gas stoves and whether those should be a thing or not? And we're still going after TikTok, but we're not going after Facebook, and we're doing dress codes. What did I miss? I didn't miss anything much that was new. Kristen Lierley joins us after the break. You're up north.
So what did I miss?
Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
Let's now describe the saddest thing that I'm about to do coming off vacation alongside the ocean, and that's putting the passport away for a while till the next trip. Kristen Lierley joins us. I'm sure she has a passport always handy, always at the ready to run to the airport whenever she can.
You never know when you're going to need it, Pat.
No kidding. But
welcome as I said, home.
Thank you very much. So good to see you. I hope you had a good week last week.
Oh, it was so good. I did so many fun things. What do you want to talk about? Politics, exercise, home projects, hanging out with the kids.
You did do it all. Good for you. And you played a role in my vacation enjoyment in that I started and finished your Christmas gift to me, which was the book from our guest, Patrick McBride, called The Luckiest Boy in the World. And I'll tell you, we only talked to him for what? Was it 15 minutes, 15 or 30 minutes last year? Mm-hmm. And it was a preview of coming attractions, that's for sure, from a kid who grew up with, gifted yet horribly alcoholic parents, to his experiences in the Milwaukee Brewers, Bucks, and Packers locker rooms as a ball boy, then an athletic trainer, then a med student, a physician, an educator.
This
book went everywhere. So thank you again for such a lovely gift and a lovely read.
You're so welcome. I love how he wrote a little personalized note inside from one Pat to the other Pat or something like that.
It says, sweet. To Pat K, thank you for everything you do, signed the other Pat. And I'm right away thinking, no, compared to all you've done, I'm the other Pat. This is...
Yes. Didn't you find yourself as you were reading it thinking, and that happened too? And that also happened. It's just like one unbelievable story after another. And he tells it in such a humble, like, this is just what my life is kind of way.
Yeah. It was just a matter of he knew nothing other than work hard and be nice to people. Mm-hmm. And of course, it was reinforced by his parents in both positive and negative ways. Both of his parents worked for the Journal or the Sentinel at the time. And again, when they were sober, they were these amazing journalists, but they were then drunk near the end of every day, mm-hmm. and made life miserable for him and his many siblings. But you could tell he still took the best parts away mm-hmm. from his parents. And those are lessons that he continues to impart to this day as a mentor to people like Kristen Lierley when she was a med student.
So many med students across the state. He's an extraordinary person and a very important role model.
And then all the sports. There's so much there about sports, and not just the celebrity stuff, but I mean the grunt work that goes on behind the scenes, mm-hmm. what has to be done. So, I mean, there is really something for everybody in there. And again, it's called The Luckiest Boy in the World. And while this one was sent to me directly by a friend, thank you again.
group effort.
I would definitely recommend getting it yourself. I want to get, what is this? Where's my publisher? I've lost the publisher. I'm just saying, while you could go to Amazon, there are other places as well where you could get it and support local outlets, shall we say.
Always support mm-hmm. small business anytime you can.
Yes, right. So you are reaching a bit of a wider audience now. How long have you been banging the drum for Civic Media to get a radio station in Green Bay? And oh, boom, here we are.
Here we are. Good morning, Green Bay. Yes. Yeah, it's been months.
I'm so glad. I have not taken a tour of our Wisconsin stations yet, but it's nice to know that we will have a place to stop in Green Bay. And who knows, maybe instead of seeing you there where your boys at any point could hijack the situation, you could end up in a radio studio in Green Bay instead. You never know.
I mean, the future is always a little, crazy. If COVID taught us anything, it's go with it.
Oh yeah. Yep. Anything is possible at all. So, like I said, back from several weeks of travels, and I again sent my apologies to you and all of our regulars that over the past 30 days, I think we've only done about half the shows we would normally do between weather and being sick and the holidays. For those folks who are new to the show, I have a daughter and two grandchildren in Idaho, and I have a daughter and two grandchildren in Michigan. And so there was an Idaho trip, there was a Michigan trip, and then there was last week's trip to Costa Rica. I think I'm tripped out. I think I'm ready to be home for a while.
Yeah. Although you did look pretty happy with that monkey on your shoulder.
Oh, yes. I haven't put that up yet. Well, yes, I did. I did finally post in Central America. I know we did this once before in the Dominican Republic, too, is places where you can feed monkeys. And, just these, they are these cute little things, which I'm always a little leery of because I associate monkeys with, creatures that will eat your face off,
You look happy and a little worried all at the same time.
That might have been me mugging for the camera, giving that look of, do I really want this thing on my shoulder? But the fact of the matter is they are very friendly. They take the little banana slices, very gently from you. We were there with several kids who were just giddy at it. And I will say in this part of Central America, in Costa Rica, the folks there have really embraced not just environmental tourism, but environmental practices as well. We were later at another eco park learning all about, how cocoa is made, where chocolate comes from. You can do the same thing with coffee and then all the other things like zip lining and things, but all of it with some kind of a lesson along the way in taking good care of the land. And in the case of the monkeys, it was pointing out that, a long time ago, you're right near a highway and there was no consideration back then about the environment. They just put the highway through it. It cut off a group of monkeys from the rest of the rainforest to trap them between the highway and the ocean. Mm-hmm. And so consequently, operations like this kind of help prevent, I don't know how to put this delicately, roadkill, that they're safer where they are. So I was again very I was impressed with the development that was happening. Again, not all of it, because there's always going to be selfish folks amongst us. But the care that went into it to make sure that you're being accommodating of rainwater, because it doesn't just rain a little bit there when it rains, as you know. So that was all nice and good. And I don't know if you've been to that part of the globe amongst all your many travels.
I haven't, but Kirk Bangstad from Minocqua Brewing Company and I were chatting about you on our podcast the other night, and Kirk was very envious because Costa Rica is a really special place for him. So don't be surprised if Kirk hits you up for, something.
Well, we did visit a family of some friends who moved to Costa Rica just about 5 years ago now for work. So we had a lot to talk about, given, our 3 years in the Cayman Islands sometime back and what it's like to be an expat. And we did some of that conversation at some beachside bars watching some of the surfing that was going on. And yes, Kirk Bangstad still lives to surf despite his advanced age, but, he finds a release wherever he can, yes. Which is to remind me that Kirk and you and I previous to this show, did the Up North podcast, and Kirk is attempting to bring that back now on Wednesday nights with the two of you. I think Wednesday, you did it last Wednesday night.
Right? We're doing it. We had a great show last Wednesday night. We talked with Jim Santel. We talked
Law Forward, right?
No, he's not with Law Forward. He is, he does his own podcast on Civic Media on Saturday mornings, but he's a former attorney with the Department of Justice. I mean, very smart guy. Talked about gerrymandering. And then we talked with, help me out. She ran for state senate up in Ashland, Bayfield.
Kelly Westland?
Kelly Westland. Yes, we talked with Kelly Westland. We talked about the maps and what we could do once we get a new Supreme Court justice in April and we shift the balance of the court and we can relitigate our maps and potentially at some point have voting districts that actually represent the people of Wisconsin.
And so that was, I believe, on the Minocqua Brewing Company Facebook page, because Kirk has the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC, which last I read, as I'm trying to catch up here from vacation, he's now trying to get billboards up all around the state through the Super PAC.
Yep, we've got one here in Green Bay.
Explaining the importance of the Supreme Court race. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got one on Highway 41 in Mason Street, for those of you who are driving on Highway 41 today.
And look, that is not some kind of a small matter. When we talked about this after the election, when you looked at the places where Democratic performance improved for Governor Tony Evers in his reelection bid, those same areas featured a billboard campaign that the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC funded, through all of its many, many, many small dollar donors. So it is, there is no mistaking, there's no coincidence that, you know, Kirk and the Super PAC are thinking about putting billboards up for this Supreme Court race, especially to remind people that you basically have to vote two times for the state Supreme Court race. You have to vote in February and April, and it's very important to not miss that February primary, Kristen.
Mm-hmm, February 21st. So now would be a great time to remind our listeners that it's important to sign up for your absentee ballot if you choose to vote that way, which is such an easy way to vote. So you can go to myvote.wi.gov. It takes 2 minutes to sign up, and you will have your ballots mailed directly to you. It couldn't be easier, but you have to sign up every year. So if you got your ballots last year, you have to sign up again this year. You could do it right now, actually.
I wrote the note to myself just now thinking, yes, I should definitely do that because, again, this is for one open seat on the state Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. A conservative justice is retiring, and there are two conservatives and two progressives who are running for that seat. So there are four candidates. So anytime there's more than two candidates for an open seat, that means that there will be a primary to whittle the field down to the top two who will face off in the April general election. Mm-hmm. So it is quite possible that the two conservative justices could be the top two vote getters in February, and then those two would face off in April with absolutely no chance for voters to have a progressive choice in April.
It's very true. Do you know where those two conservative justices went to law school?
Go ahead and tell folks.
This is entirely true, but it almost seems unbelievable. Regent's Law School, which sounds very fancy and maybe like old school British, but its former name was the Christian Broadcast Network University, founded by Pat Robertson. And if you go to the website of Regent's University, you see that the separation between church and state is very, very blurry. And there is a strong emphasis on bringing God into law. It is it's very concerning to me personally and to many of us.
It's not a real university, folks.
What's that, Aaron?
It's not a real university, folks.
No, like I mean,
technically look, it is.
Technically, it's got the paperwork that says so. But again, this is the TV preacher Pat Robertson University Law School. And that is where both Judge Doro and former Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly, both where they went to law school. Mm-hmm. These are two of the choices. One of them was on the Supreme Court. Dan Kelly was, but he wasn't elected. He was appointed by Scott Walker. And then he lost to Jill Karofsky in his attempt to actually win a full term. So he's trying again to get back on the court. And then Jennifer Doro was the Waukesha County judge who is now running for the seat as well. Then on the progressive side of the ledger, there is Janet Protasiewicz from Milwaukee and Everett Mitchell from Dane County, who are running, and we'll have much more to say about that in these weeks prior to the February primary.
Mm-hmm. And they went to Wisconsin law schools, Marquette and UW.
There you go. So, mm-hmm. I mean, let's keep it local here, especially with your education, shall we say.
That's right.
Let's take a break. We'll talk about this day in history and music history right after this. You're up north. I've missed most while I was on vacation was getting to sing and dance with Kristen Lyerly behind the scenes here as we go through this date in history and in music history. Sade, the singer, turned 64 years old today, who gave us Smooth Operator in 1984, Sweetest Taboo in 1985. Mm. Another birthday today. This nice young man who's made a buck or two with his musical talents.
I may not live to see our glory.
I may not live to see our glory.
But I will gladly join the fight.
But I will gladly join the fight.
And when our children tell our story.
And when our children tell our story.
They'll tell the story of tonight.
Let's have another round.
That's Lin-Manuel Miranda. Turns 43. He's only 43, Kristen. Look what he's done with Hamilton and so much more over the years.
So many other things. I remember before Hamilton debuted and there was so much uncertainty about whether this new show with this very different format was going to make a difference. And wow, looking back, I mean, come on. Yeah, really.
It was definitely a case of something living up to expectations because, yeah, I too remember hearing both the buzz and the uncertainty. Uh-huh. And then you see and hear, actually, I heard Hamilton for the first time. I actually bought the soundtrack first because I wanted to kind of know the songs going in. And I know other people like to do it, you know, the other way. But at both the soundtrack and the show, which I saw in Chicago, it's your jaw just hits the floor with that so much talent to bring that much history and that kind of perspective on history. So I think the guys earned a happy 43rd birthday today.
He sure has.
On this day in history in 1979, the Shah of Iran fled to Egypt and opened the door toward the Islamic Revolution and everything that has happened in the area since then. The Gulf War began on this day in 1991. I still remember that very, you know, it was a war that began live on the evening newscasts. Mm-hmm. And I was actually living in Milwaukee at the time. And some coworkers and I were having a beer after work and sitting in a local watering hole. And the TV comes on and you're watching all these bombs drop in Baghdad. And I mean, it was just surreal to think we're watching a war begin live on TV and everything that resulted from it. It was quite an event on this day 32 years ago now.
Mm-hmm. I remember hearing it on the radio. We were driving with my mom and my sister, and we never listened to the news, but it was silent in the car as we were hearing what was evolving. Mm-hmm. It impacted all of us.
Yep. This day in 2003, Columbia lifted off its wing damaged at launch, which NASA had a rough idea that there had been some damage, but not to the degree that they would sadly learn about 16 days later when Columbia disintegrated upon reentry, killing everyone aboard. And one more anniversary before we get back to the music. Donald Trump's first impeachment trial began on this day 3 years ago in 2020 in the Senate over essentially his attempting to blackmail Ukraine. And, you know, we've really let that one go, and we shouldn't, because of the way that it really kind of helped set Ukraine up for the death and the misery that has gone on since, because of folks like Donald Trump, Ron Johnson, and others who, for whatever reason, have sided with Russia or with Russian misinformation. And we look at what it's led to. And so much of it was obvious there in that first impeachment trial. If Republican senators had simply voted for the good of the country and the rule of law, rather than putting, you know, the interests of their party first.
Yeah, we've seen it over and over and over again. It's kind of become the norm. But I have this hope that's burning inside of me that feels like we're going to start swinging back to this place of common sense, which is where the people really want it to be.
That's the other thing I missed on vacation, that optimism. Something's got to be there. 1988.
It's real, Pat.
1988, George Harrison hit number one with this one. It was at the time the record for the longest period between number one hits. It had been 24 years since he had last hit number one with Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth.
I love George Harrison.
Now, that record would actually be broken later that year by the Beach Boys when they would have their song Kokomo, which broke an equally long an even longer gap between number one hits. Mm-hmm. And one more music note, it was on this day in 1992 that Eric Clapton recorded his MTV Unplugged special. The album would go on to win 6 Grammy Awards, including Record of the Year. The songs included Tears in Heaven, Before You Accuse Me, and this reimagined version of Layla.
See if you can spot this one.
Did you come down on this one when you did you think this is a really great way for somebody, you know, 20 almost 30 years after their song was a hit to kind of bring it to their age level and bring it to a new beat? Or were you among those who thought, oh, this is a terrible way to have a grandpa version of a classic rock hit?
I appreciated it, but I like the original. I love the energy of the original. So I don't know. I mean, it's different. The whole MTV Unplugged series, having bands like Nirvana, who you never could imagine would be able to do their songs in such a different format, I really enjoyed that. But no, I like the original Layla better.
Well, MTV, I mean, again,
it used to be music.
Here's another generational rant. Why aren't you doing music? The Unplugged series was a masterpiece. And could be done now. And at the same time, their sister channel, CMT, which was doing more music, they did their crossover series. These were great things. And if there's anything remotely like that happening right now, maybe there is, Aaron, but I'm not seeing it anyplace. Am I missing something?
Nope. We hate it too.
But you can find it on extended cable and YouTube. I mean, you can find videos that are out there. So, I mean, it's just not what it was. It's just different.
No. And now back to Eric Clapton's Unplugged, which again, it was such a great album. It really was. And I was not a big fan of the original Layla. I wasn't that much of a hard rocker in my youth. It was hearing that slower version that helped me appreciate. Now when the original comes on, I'm much more likely to crank it. I just thought it was a great study in how an artist can take something fast and make it slow, mm-hmm. or others have taken something slow and made it fast. You know, there's a great Stevie Wonder example of that. That's right on the tip of my tongue. But, you know, you just really have to appreciate what an artist can do with a reimagined version of a tune.
It's true. And speaking of music, can we just do a quick little preview for Hometown Health on Thursday?
You got 8 seconds. Go for it.
Yeah. Lucinda Roberts from Green Bay East Fine Arts Performing Center is going to join us. She directs Doctors in Recital, and we're going to talk about the intersection of music and health.
Fantastic. All right. So we will see you Thursday at 7:30. Thank you, Kristen.
So good to be with you.
So much more in our next hour, except for Wisconsin Rapids. You're leaving now. You have a great day.